Good day, and welcome to the Center for American Progress press call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Buffy Wicks. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for joining us today. My name is Buffy Wicks. I'm a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, and I'm joined today by Elise Hoag, president of NARAL, and Tierna Keene, executive director of NARAL in Virginia. And I'll be talking a little bit about today a new report that we are releasing titled Cuccinelli and His Caucus Are Bad for Women's Health in Virginia. I will then be returning it over to Elise, who will turn it over to Tarina, and we will open it up for Q&A. So, as many of you know, there's a lot at stake for women in Virginia in this upcoming election. According to a new Center for American Progress Action Fund report that we issued today, we ranked states on a number of factors related to women's economic security, leadership, and health. And while Virginia received a C-plus grade overall on issues of women's health, they only earned a D-plus, ranking 32nd in the country. I'm sure many of you have seen the latest poll results. The Washington Post issued a poll recently with McAuliffe leading Cuccinelli by 8 points, 47 to 39. And it turns out women are the key driver of this gap. Women prefer McAuliffe to Cuccinelli by a 24 margin. A far cry from when the Post had the candidates tied amongst women in May. So as you can see, we're seeing some large swings amongst women voters. For more than a decade, as an elected official, Ken Cuccinelli has consistently fought to roll back women's reproductive rights and make it harder for women to access health care. On numerous issues, Cuccinelli's position would result in harmful impacts to women. Here are a few of his out-of-touch positions. Cuccinelli has worked to defund Planned Parenthood's preventative health services. Many of these services women across the state use for things like mammograms and birth control. Cuccinelli has backed bills that could lead to common forms of contraception being banned. He also opposes expanding Medicaid, which would extend health insurance coverage to more than 169,000 working women in Virginia. He has also supported a law that forces women to undergo ultrasounds as part of their abortion treatment, whether one is medically necessary or not. And of course, he supported a ban on third trimester abortions, even in the case of rape or when a woman's life is seriously at risk. In addition to supporting legislation that could lead to a complete ban on abortion and contraception, Cuccinelli has worked to undermine the Affordable Care Act, which is crucial to improving women's lives in Virginia. According to our report, if Cuccinelli and his caucus have their way, insurance companies could charge women more than men, and the 1.3 million women who currently are using preventative care services would lose this. As I mentioned before, he also opposes expanding Medicaid under the ACA. And, you know, it's not just health. Women are also behind men on economic matters and economic security, and need a strong advocate in the state house. Almost 13% of women in the state are in poverty, compared to less than 10% for men. And women only earn 78 cents for every dollar a white male earns in the state. So these are some of the troubling statistics that we're seeing that our report details. And I'd love to expand on this a little bit further by introducing Elise Hoag from NARAL.
Hello, everyone. It's Elise. Can you? Yeah. Good. Okay. How are you? It's a pleasure to join both Center for American Progress and Buffy, as well as our state partner, Tarina Keene from NARAL, Virginia, who you're going to hear from next. I really just want to take a step back and say that NARAL, Virginia, as well as NARAL National are all in on this race. And it's because we see Virginia as ground zero for the fight for women's rights that's taken place in state houses around this country. We did early polling back in June that showed that once they had the information about the candidates, voters strongly believed that Ken Cuccinelli's obsessive focus on exerting control over women's personal decisions is the wrong priority for Virginia families. And it drives drop-off voters to go to the polls and vote against Ken Cuccinelli. This is not surprising, given that throughout his career, his statements and his actions has indicated his desire to ban abortions, even in the case of rape and incest. force ultrasounds as an unnecessary medical procedure on women seeking abortion, even when their doctors don't think it's necessary. He supported radical positions on the so-called Personhood Initiative, which, as Buffy mentioned, would not only ban abortion and undermine constitutional rights, but also would outlaw the kinds of contraceptions that women and families in Virginia depend on. And his opposition to the ACA has indicated a blatant disregard for the number of women and their health that would be helped by the expanded health coverage. NARAL has given Virginia an F on their report card on reproductive rights and reproductive health in 2013. We need to move forward, not backwards. We are walking blocks. We're hitting phones. We are mailing all of the drop-off women. And let me just define drop-off women. These are women voters who voted for Obama but are not given to generally vote in off-year elections. They will be driven. They have shown that they will be driven to not only show up, but vote for Terry McAuliffe when they understand Ken Cuccinelli's extreme position on choice. We think that this information in the hands of voters is partly responsible for the swings that we're seeing, as Buffy mentioned, in the Washington Post poll. And I should say that we at NARAL also believe that women in Virginia, like women around this country, see that Ken Cuccinelli's bad positions on economic security and his bad positions on reproductive rights combined is a killer for him in this race. Women understand that their economic security is intrinsically tied to their ability to make family planning decisions with their doctors and their families and should not be legislated from the state house. So we're in it to win it. We're excited to be working with our partner, Tarina Keene, who runs our Virginia state affiliate, and I'm going to turn it over to her.
Thank you, Elise. And I'd like to also thank Buffy and the entire team at the Center for American Progress Action Fund for putting together this exceptionally important report. It couldn't come at a more crucial time. NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia and our colleagues at NARAL Pro-Choice America have been on the ground for weeks talking to thousands of women voters across the Commonwealth. And this report, as well as several recent and reputable polls, reflects what our conversations with voters have told us all along, that Virginian women outright reject Ken Cuccinelli's extreme anti-choice views and his lengthy record of attacking women's health and rights. And as you all have heard, the latest Washington Post poll shows McAuliffe leading Cuccinelli by a 24-point margin among Virginian women. This is a dramatic increase from just 2 weeks ago when women were supporting McAuliffe by a 14% to 17% margin. The more Virginians learn, especially women, about Ken Cuccinelli's record and his true agenda, the less they like him. And it's not difficult to see why voters are rejecting him. As Buffy mentioned, Ken Cuccinelli has fought at every turn to restrict access to health care and threaten women's constitutionally protected rights. Just last year, as the state's top attorney, Ken Cuccinelli bullied the Virginia Board of Health to pass his own prepackaged, unnecessary regulations that are expected to close the majority of women's health centers across the state. Ken Cuccinelli also wants to ban survivors of rape and incest from accessing emergency contraception and even abortion if they become pregnant as a result of their attacker's crimes. And Ken Cuccinelli wants to overturn the Affordable Care Act, which could cause over 1.3 million Virginian women to lose their preventative health care. Cuccinelli may be leading the GOP ticket, but I just want to remind everyone that Virginia women are also rejecting the similar extreme views of his running mates, Senator Mark Obenshain and E.W. Jackson. There is virtually no difference between Cuccinelli's policies on women's health and those of Mark Obenshain, who is running for attorney general. Obenshain co-sponsored personhood legislation. He voted for the TRAP laws. He voted for Cuccinelli's amendment to defund Planned Parenthood. And he even went so far as to attempt to criminalize miscarriages in 2009. And as you may have seen at last night's Lieutenant Governor debate, E.W. Jackson embraces Ken Cuccinelli's extreme anti-choice stance and supports personhood legislation that would essentially give legal rights to fertilized eggs. At tonight's gubernatorial debate, we are certain that Ken Cuccinelli will not disappoint and will once again attempt to dodge, rewrite, and whitewash his extreme record on women's health. But the women of Virginia know better. Virginians have witnessed Cuccinelli's anti-choice, anti-women attacks from day one. And they understand, as the CAP report so clearly outlines, exactly how dangerous a Governor Cuccinelli would be for the Commonwealth. Women are watching and they are paying attention, and choice is definitely a winning issue in this year's election, and NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia and our colleagues will continue to bring this critical message to Virginian voters, because we must stop Ken. He just can't be allowed to do any further damage to women's access to safe health care and their rights. Thank you.